My guest at this time is John Fear. He's a legal policy analyst at the Center for Immigration Studies. We want to get his insights and advice on what Congress should do about the Obama administration's request for $3.7 billion to handle the ongoing crisis on the border. The administration says the money is mostly needed in order to expedite the deportation process. Other experts have said the administration has little intention of deporting most people coming across the border. We also want to get Mr. Fear's insights and advice on what he believes Congress and particularly congressional Republicans ought to be doing in response to this crisis. And, sir, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
As I just laid out, and as I'm sure you're well aware, the president says he needs about $3.7 billion in order to handle this crisis on the border. Some of that's for facilities to hold people and process their cases, but he says most of it's to bring more judges down, establish more courts, and speed up the deportation process. Is this something that Congress should approve?
Well, I think people need to be very cautious about the language that some of these journalists are using about how this funding is going to be used to speed up the deportation of those who are here illegally. That's not quite the case. It may speed up the processing of illegal immigrants, but it doesn't necessarily mean they're going to be returned home. Much of the funding would be going towards adjudicators, attorneys, and others involved in the processing. Not very much of it's going to be going towards actual enforcement measures. And if that's the type of funding that we should expect, or the way, if we should expect it to be spent that way, then we should also expect more illegal immigration, because people are going to be hearing that the United States is bending over backwards to process anyone who comes to the border. Until people overseas see their neighbors and their family members returned home, the flow of illegal immigrants is going to continue.
What should the priorities for this money or any money sought at this point be for? What would the administration need to lay out for you and your organization to be, yes, this is exactly what the government should be doing, and this money is worthy of being appropriated?
Well, it seems like any type of additional funding would have to go largely to enforcement measures. I'm not sure exactly where the budgets are as we speak for Immigration and Customs Enforcement or DHS generally. There is some talk that they're going broke and that if they don't have money soon, that they will run out of funds by the end of the year, if not sooner. I'm not so certain how true that is. My concern is just that this money is simply a means to continue the smuggling efforts north into our country. And so any type of additional funding would have to make clear that first and foremost, the effort is aimed at discouraging people from coming here illegally. And I don't see that happening.
One question, a follow-up on enforcement. Luis Gutierrez of Illinois, who is one of the most ardent supporters of immigration reform, as he puts it, your organization would certainly refer to it as amnesty. He says over the weekend that the fact that most of these young people who are coming across the border turn themselves in to Border Patrol officials is proof that the border is secure. What's your response to that?
Yeah, it's a very interesting statement that he made. If it were the case that these border agents were turning these individuals around immediately, then yeah, the border would be secure. But in a sense, our border security officials are helping these smugglers to get these individuals into the country and into the neighborhoods that they're seeking to go to. We already have all sorts of evidence, examples of our government actually helping to deliver many of these illegal immigrant children to their families in the United States, many of whom are also in the country illegally. If that's the case, that you can leave Central America, show up at America's doorstep, and then be allowed into the United States, then to me, it doesn't really seem like we have a very secure border.
We're talking with John Fear, legal policy analyst with the Center for Immigration Studies. And, John, the main legislation we've been talking about is the president's request for $3.7 billion. That would be more of Congress reacting to a proposal than acting in a proactive fashion. What should members of Congress be pushing for right now in addition to border security, and specifically congressional Republicans, whether it refers to border security or anything else? How should they be actively responding to this without the White House prompting?
Well, I think what they should be demanding is that the president cease all public discussions about amnesty and the legalization of illegal immigrants, and demand that he instead send a message to people around the globe who are thinking of coming here illegally that the U.S. is going to defend its sovereignty. We're not going to welcome those who seek to violate it. Unfortunately, during his last three big immigration-related speeches, President Obama has repeatedly pressed for legislation that would legalize illegal aliens. He suggested that if Congress doesn't give him an amnesty, that he would go ahead and unilaterally decree some sort of legalization. That type of commentary only encourages more people to come into the United States illegally. And I think that Congress really needs to demand that the president get a little more serious about the rule of law.
What do you make of the reaction of Congress thus far across the board?
Unfortunately, Congress has been largely absent. The truth is, it shouldn't have gotten to the point that it's at now. After President Obama decreed into law, and I use the word law in quotes, the Deferred Action Program back in 2012, which legalized, more or less, about 500,000-plus illegal immigrants, gave them work permits, and basically allowed them to stay. As soon as President Obama did that, Congress should have immediately reacted and demanded that he stop that lawless program. I mean, the American people have said no to the DREAM Act through their elected representatives numerous times, and yet that wasn't good enough for the president. So he unilaterally decreed it into law through this deferred action program. But Congress was largely silent. Years prior, Congress was largely silent when President Obama narrowed the scope of immigration enforcement through what we generally refer to as the Morton memos, which are a series of memos that limited immigration enforcement to the worst of the worst, the murderers, the rapists, the people who are involved in violent crimes. Certainly, it makes sense to go after those people first, but the way the memos operate is to give a pass to virtually everyone who isn't engaged in a violent crime, who's here illegally. And so it's gotten to a point now where just a few months ago, President Obama's former Immigration and Customs Enforcement head told the LA Times that if you are a run-of-the-mill immigrant in the country illegally, your chances of being deported are next to zero. That's almost a direct quote. And everyone who is an illegal immigrant generally knows that. If you stay out of serious trouble, you're pretty much not going to have to worry about deportation. And that's the message that people overseas are beginning to hear, and that's why we have the influx of illegal immigration.
John, we'll have to leave it there. Thank you, sir, very much for your time today. We greatly appreciate it.
Hey, thank you.
John Fear is legal policy analyst at the Center for Immigration Studies. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WND.com.